Technology for Thursday, February 8th to order. And I'm going to open a public hearing on House Bill 2238. And would you like to give us a rundown on that?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2238 eliminates the requirement that councils of governments send copies of their budget documents to the Department of Revenue for further filing by the Secretary of State Audits Division. It would apply to documents filed for the fiscal years beginning on or after July 1st of this year, presumably after the legislature is adjourned sine die. The measure has an emergency clause and would take effect upon passage and signing by the governor. Your staff measure summary, Mr. Chair, members, indicates that the measure may have fiscal impact and may have revenue impact. However, since in the last hour we've received word that it will have neither fiscal impact nor revenue impact, so there's no impact to this bill. Also behind the bill, you'll find some written testimony from Chuck Hibner of the Secretary of State's Audit Division. He is not planning to speak unless the committee has questions relevant to that, but that's there for your records.
Thank you very much, Patrick. Mr. Phillips, would you come up? One thing before you start, if anyone has a BlackBerry or cell phone and it's turned on, please turn it off. It does affect the speaker system. Go ahead when you're ready.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, for the record, my name is John Phillips with the Oregon Department of Revenue, and we brought this bill for your consideration. The bill is very, very simple, as you've probably read and noted already, that simply would eliminate the requirement that councils of governments forward their budgets to us on an annual basis. What happens is we receive the budgets, we file them in a filing drawer, we wait for a year, and then we take the budgets and we package them up and send them over to Mr. Hibner's office, the Secretary of State's. They keep them for 3 years, and then they do whatever they do with them after that. It's beyond our interest at that point. And so this bill would eliminate that requirement. There was at one time historically a need for reviewing budgets, but because of some of the changes that have been made to the Constitution relative to Measure 5 and 50, the budget review is not something we do, nor do we have staff to really emphasize. The bill does allow us to request a budget at any time we deem a review is necessary. The times that we usually deem them necessary is when a taxpayer has a question about a district's budget. And there are only about 20 to 25 of these local governments, and they do not, at least the ones affected by this bill, do not levy a tax. So I hope that information is useful, and if you're supportive of that notion, I encourage you to pass the bill. Answer any questions.
Questions?
This is more just a humor thing, but Section 3, I mean, we've declared an emergency. You want to elaborate on what the consequences of that emergency are?
Mr. Chair, Representative Girod, yes, I'd be happy to elaborate on that. Very urgent that we do this, in all seriousness. I believe there's three kinds of effective clauses, the 91-day after sine die, the January 1st date if no indication is mentioned, and the emergency clause if there's no reason to hold up. And since this just simply affects, will affect no taxpayer, will affect nobody's liability or obligations, there just seemed to be no point in delaying it. As a matter of practicality, these districts file their budgets on or after June 30th every year, so it would bring this, depending on when you close, you know, it'll make it effective at that point.
And the emergency really is you need some file drawer space.
Mr. Chair.
No
emergency.
Okay. All right.
We did not ask for an emergency clause. That I think Legislative Council looked at it and said this is a good candidate for one.
Okay.
I can clarify if you want.
Would you please?
Mr. Chair, members, because this bill is designed to apply to documents filed on or beginning on or after July 1st of this year, neither an effective date or 91 days after sine die would apply. The only way to make it apply for all documents after July 1st would be to create an emergency clause.
Thank you, Pat. Representative Meyer, did you have a...
No, I'm hoping there's more testimony. No.
There is no more. No one else signed
up. I am going to take my cues from the rest of the committee. I'm not going to ask him to repeat his testimony.
Should we tell her that it raises taxes? Or?
This is a very partisan bill.
Okay.
Well, this has been a very enjoyable testimony, but thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Is there anyone else in the audience who would like to testify on this bill? If not, I'm going to close the public hearing on House Bill 2238, and I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 2238.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2238 to the floor with a due pass recommendation and to be placed on the consent agenda.
Representative Girard moves that House Bill 2238 be passed to the floor with a due pass resolution and be placed on the consent agenda. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Having passed unanimously, so ordered. This is a very short meeting today. That's the only thing we have on our calendar. And so I'm going to close this session of the House Committee on Government Accountability and Information Technology. Thank you very much.